I don't allow the outside noise to kill my internal voice to say, okay, yes, I may look like this, I may look like that, but I know this is the pace for me to run an efficient race in my life, and it's changed my life.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. As business owners, we're faced with making hard decisions, overcoming daily challenges, and enduring the pressures of criticism and self-doubt. In the hustle and bustle of our day-to-day lives, we have to learn how to protect our peace. And I know just the guy who can help us. Trent Shelton is a former NFL wide receiver and author. He's considered one of the most impactful speakers of his generation. He reaches over 60 million people weekly through hard-hitting videos with his words of wisdom and courage, pushing others to find their inner strength. And most importantly, he's my friend. Trent is an amazing human being. I have had the privilege of speaking on stages next to him, traveling with him, going to weddings with him. And every time I'm with him, he just has this beautiful, powerful presence that is so undeniable. Trent has a brand new book. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles for Thriving in a Chaotic World, and it is out now. And I'm just so excited for you to hear his unique approach to setting boundaries, getting over the fear of judgment, staying true to ourselves, and so much more. Inside of this episode, we're going to talk about simple strategies for setting clear boundaries, disconnecting from negativity, honing in on your vision and your focus, and bringing your life into alignment with your true power and purpose. I know that whenever I need a pep talk or a reminder of my worth, I can text my friend Trent. He is a straight-talking, profoundly inspiring guide, and now he's here for you too. Trent Shelton, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast. Oof, growing pains hurt. And when you're a marketer trying to generate leads for your brand new business, you know the pain all too well. Thankfully, there's HubSpot for Startups, a special program that gives startups discounts on HubSpot and so much more. But first, let's talk about the platform. The platform that unites your entire front office from marketing to sales to support. The platform that streamlines your support tickets, generates more leads, and increases sales. The platform that scales right along with you. Oh, and don't even get me started on the educational articles, industry reports, videos, tips, templates, literally everything founders need to help scale. HubSpot for Startups has it all. So get ready to build a brand everyone loves and make your startup growing pains a thing of the past. Visit HubSpot.com/startups to see how much you can save. That's HubSpot.com/startups. Trent, as business owners, we are often pulled in about a million directions. Tell me what you think we're all getting wrong about this idea of boundaries and setting them.
Absolutely. You know, boundaries, I think, come with this negative connotation that they're walls. And one of the things that I talk about in the book, and I've been teaching people, I have to learn this for myself, is that boundaries aren't walls unless they need to be. They're only walls when somebody disrespects your boundaries consistently over and over, and those people build those walls. I would like to present the idea that boundaries are not walls, they're bridges, right? They're not there to keep the wrong things out necessarily. They're more there so to let the right things in. And so if you look at boundaries as bridges and saying, okay, what do I need in my life? I need peace. I need, clarity. I need more time with my family, whatever it is. You have to then ask yourself, okay, what boundary do I need to set that's going to lead me to receiving that? And so from my business life to my personal life, I'm always looking at, okay, what do I need in my life right now in this season? Okay, what boundary do I need to set? And sometimes boundaries are, I would say 80%, they're healthy. I mean, yes. I think a boundary in your relationship is healthy. A boundary in your parenting is healthy. Like all these areas that you want to better, a boundary is the foundation that's going to get you there.
I couldn't agree more. And I'm curious to know, especially because you're a guy, like, I feel like women have a lot of emotion tied to this idea around boundaries. And I'm almost wondering too, if there's some sort of conditioning with women of like, we're yes people, right? Like we were taught to be yes people. I think everyone is kind of taught that. But I am curious for you, do you see any difference in the idea of boundaries between even you and Maria, your wife? Like, is there any difference? Because I feel like you have such certainty and clarity. And I feel like a lot of women like tiptoe their way, like, I'd like to have a boundary here, but they don't actually apply.
Yeah, I think so. What I would say is what I've seen in women and some men for sure. I know I've been here at times, but I think our worthiness is in our yes. And so what I see in Maria a lot of times is that she feels to an extent that, you know, her value, her worthiness, she doesn't want to let people down, doesn't want to let her kids down by saying no. She feels like it's selfish. Or even with me, she's feel like it's selfish if she's putting herself before me. And the thing that I've told her and also tell myself that I would tell the listeners is that if you're saying yes to everybody else and no to yourself, eventually you're going to burn out. Eventually you're going to be stressed. Eventually you're going to feel depleted. And so you have to rearrange and say, is the thing outside of me that I'm saying yes to more important than the peace inside my soul?
Ooh.
Because every time you say yes when you want to say no, you start a war within yourself. Every time you say sure when you know that you don't want to do it, you start a war within yourself. And I see a lot of women especially carry internal wars because they're trying to be everything to everybody and they're not being everything to who needs them the most, which is themselves.
Wow. I couldn't agree more. And I think we see that so often. And it's so interesting too. I mean, you have daughters as well. And it's such a delicate dance as a parent, right? Because there's authority and there's things, but you also want your children to like have that sense of self. And I feel like even when I think of the word peace, it's like this power in who you are and what you are and who you're becoming that allows for you to like be still in the present moment. Where did this whole idea of protecting your peace come from for you? Tell me kind of how you got to this place and got to a place where you wrote a book all about it.
Yeah, so those words started in probably 2010 for me. It was a lot of things going on in my life. I had a lot of great things going on in my life. I was at the highest peak of my life of being a professional athlete. But I realized that I didn't have peace. I realized, even though I didn't know that was it, but I realized something was missing internally, even though externally everything was aligning up. And so that's when I first started saying, you know, protect my peace. And that meant for me at the time, going to the gym, it meant for me, you know, disconnecting with my friends.
Yeah.
But as I got older, and I would say 2016, actually that was the year 2016, I was on a 32 city tour for my event Under His Influence, my own event. And we're traveling, you know, every city in America, pretty much throughout the country. And there were a lot of things going on in my life, personally, but especially professionally. I was caring a lot, but yet I was at that time, the height of my career. And it was San Francisco. I'll never forget. I was empty. I was depleted. I needed to make decisions that I didn't want to make. I had to fire some people that I didn't want to fire, because I felt that I would be letting them down, because I always felt, man, people are so loyal to my yes. When I tell them no, then I'm gonna be enemy number one. And so I kept these things around me, which caused silent battles inside me. And I'll never forget, Jenna, I was, I went out there smiling for the camera, down behind the scenes, made everybody happy, cheered everybody up, went backstage and I cried like a baby. And they had an alleyway, walked outside to the alley because I didn't want my team to see. And I had an encounter, and this was the moment where protect your peace, my peace, became very real for me. A homeless guy was walking down the alley. I presume he was homeless, and he sees me and he said, hey, like, you're the guy everybody's here to see. And I said, yeah, my name is Trent. And he said, man, it must suck to be you. And I looked at him for a moment like, this dude don't know me. You know, I kind of got into my defense mode, like, who are you? And he said, no. He's like, I see that you've been crying. Like, I see that you're empty inside. And before he can continue to have the conversation, I wanted to deflect and get out the situation. So I reached in my pocket to get my $100 bill. And he said, no, I don't need that. He said, don't feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for you. He says, on the outside, it may look like I have nothing, but on the inside, I have everything because I have peace. And he said, your life is the opposite right now. And that moment was a moment that changed my life forever. That was the moment where I said, you know what? Peace is going to be the number one priority in my life.
Wow. That is powerful. I feel like so many people listening right now, if they were to close their eyes and get super honest with themselves about what their peace is, and if they can even define it, I would say that most people couldn't even define what that meant for them right now, right? The world has never been busier. We wear busy like a badge of honor. We are chasing things. Our to-do lists are never ending. We are ending the days exhausted. We are wired. We are tired. How do we even get to a place of defining peace? Like in that moment where you have this like, oh, crap. What did it look like for you to kind of piece together what peace actually is, and how do you embody it?
Yeah, I had to disconnect from all the external, because if you look at your life, if you don't have peace in your life, I'm pretty sure it's tied to something external. And what I talk about in this book, the introduction, is the constant battle. Yeah. Every single day, it's a constant battle for your worth, for your peace, for your happiness between two entities, the external and the internal. And so I had to disconnect, and I had to ask myself, like, who is Trent Shelton without?
Yeah.
Without the title, without the things surrounding my life, who am I? And I didn't know at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I went on that journey of solitude. I went on that journey of figuring things out, disconnecting in nature, and really trying to find myself and understand myself and actually enjoy spending time with myself. I think a big problem is that most people don't enjoy spending time with themselves. They try to avoid themselves because there's some truths that you might have to face in some realities that you can't run from no more. Mm. The moment for me too was realizing that I think this will help a lot of business owners, is I had to ask myself this question, Jenna. I said, what's controlling my pace? And I've been talking about this a lot, being loyal to your pace. At that time in my life, I wasn't loyal to my pace. And as a runner, if you're listening to this, you know pace is everything when you run. And when you get out of pace, eventually you're going to burn out. You're going to be tired. And we live in a society now. And at that time in my life, my pace was being controlled by scarcity. My pace was being controlled by finances. Lord, my pace was being controlled by comparison. And I think it's a epidemic going on right now with social media that there's so much comparison or even FOMO that I have to be doing this. Oh, it needs to look like this. I don't have time and I have to rush the process. Like I'm following Jenna and Trent and they're doing the thing. I'm in year one, but I have to be at year 15 in year one. And you get out of pace. And if you get out of pace, burnout is going to happen. Quitting is going to happen. You thinking this is not meant for your life is going to happen. So I had to say, man, I need something more sustainable to control my pace. And so it was peace. It was trust. Trust in knowing that if I trusted the process, if I did the work, eventually that finish line is going to show up at some point in my life. And that has changed my life, because to some people, Jenna, and I, you know this too, some people, I might look like a turtle, like Trent should be doing more. Like you should be doing this and this.
Yeah.
To some people, I look like a cheetah. Like, man, you're doing everything. And I don't allow the outside noise to kill my internal voice to say, okay, yes, I may look like this, I may look like that, but I know this is the pace for me to run an efficient race in my life. And it's changed my life.
Mm. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. I love the discussion of pace because I think that we are running through life thinking everything is urgent and there are very few things that are truly urgent. We operate my business at a very peaceful pace. Our mantra this year is let it be easy. And I feel like that urgency is what is like fueling so many people where they feel like they're just constantly putting out fires, but making no progress. And so I love that it is this individualized. And I think too, like even in my own life, and I think for a lot of my listeners too, and for you too, Trent, like you have kids. There are seasons for like the hustle, right? Sometimes the hustle is required. There are also seasons where you hit the brake pedal and you trust that you know where the gas pedal lies. And I think that a lot of that, again, comes back to yourself and your knowing. And when you trust yourself, it's not scary to slow down. I think a lot of people are afraid of slowing down, but it's because they don't trust themselves for things like momentum and knowing when to go again. Was that anything for you? Like, did you feel like slowing down was like shutting down?
Yeah, for sure. Especially as an athlete.
Yeah.
You know, it's just in my blood to be like, if you're not doing nothing, if you're resting, that means you're being lazy.
Yeah.
And I believe rest is one of the greatest recipes to success. And even with your pace, right? Just like in a race, a marathon or a 5K, or if you're, you know, trying to get in better shape, there's times where you push your pace. There's times where you say, you know what? I'm used at a 7 minute mile. Let me just try 6:30, maybe for today, or maybe just for 2 minutes. And you see where you're at. So in my life, in my seasons, I'll see where I'm at. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm in shape to handle this. Like I'm in a good place. Sometimes I'm like, hey, this is too much. Let me dial it back. And so I'm always having that dance with my pace to see where I'm at, but I'm always going to be loyal to the season that I'm at. So if I know like right now, I'm in a pace where it's fast. You know, I'm traveling everywhere, but I'm not killing myself, but I know I can handle it because I prepare myself for it. So I would tell listeners, you know, it isn't always just rest or chill or relax. It just depends on what your season is, but you have to know yourself to be able to know what you can handle.
Yeah. One of the things you brought up that I want to dig a little bit deeper into is you were talking about like the opinions of others. Like to some people, you might look slow. To some people, you might look fast. And right away when I heard about your book and this title, Protect Your Peace, one of the biggest things I thought about is just how so often our peace is impacted by outside voices. Like you're no stranger to the same criticism that we all get for people that are showing up and trying to make an impact. And I think that so many people, and there is this historical proof and evidence that a lot of women are more afraid of success than failure. Because I think with success, it brings more eyes and more ideas and more feedback. And so can we talk about this idea of protecting your peace in the realm of receiving feedback and criticism? Because I think that's a huge thing that can really make people feel like they're shakable.
Yeah. And it's crazy you said that, Jenna. Like, that was my biggest fear of success.
Yeah.
Because every level of success that I got to in my life, I lost people. Mm. I lost friends. I lost even family members. Like, criticism came. So I actually kind of fear success for so long. So I can relate. Yeah. You know, I would tell the listener this. There's so many areas in the book, really protect your mind section, I talk about with trusting your vision and shift your perspective. And I'll just stay with perspective. What's helped serve me is understanding a few things. Number one, and I know this seems super motivational and inspirational, but it's true. Like, if you're doing nothing, you're not going to receive nothing. Yeah. So if you have attention on you, people have critiques, people have criticisms, then congratulations. Yeah. That means that you're doing something worth criticizing. And for me, I would rather have that any day than not have, you know, a life that's not making no impact. So as the great quote says, if you don't want any criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. So I want to just start off with that perspective, but I want to give you this perspective also, like, where is it coming from?
Yeah.
You know, consider the source, because a lot of times it's people who, as I always say, won't even be at your funeral.
Yeah.
Ain't said one prayer for you, won't help you. And these are the people that you're allowing to control your greatness, to control the voice that's meant for you to give to the world. Because I always think about the bigger picture. You know, when the meaning becomes big enough,
yeah,
the hate, the criticism will never become strong enough. You know, if a listener right now, you have a kid, and I always talk about fear with this, but you have a kid and your kid is, you know, in dire help and need, and there's like a freaking tiger out there that you're afraid of. You don't care about the tiger because you want to save your kid. And it's the same with your business and your goals and your mission. Like, when it becomes big, so mine was a promise to my friend that committed suicide. Mm. So any hate, any criticism, yeah, I heard it, but I didn't allow it to define me. Peace is this, Jenna, and I want to explain this definition. I think it'll help them a little bit.
Yeah.
Peace is, I would say peace is something you can't experience if you allow the things that you can't control to control you, right? Peace doesn't mean that the storm doesn't exist. It means that the storm will pass. It doesn't mean that you don't have chaos around your life. It means that the chaos doesn't kill the calm inside you. And so I would tell the person listening, this is like, develop a deeper meaning on what you're doing. Can you control what they say? No, you can't. And oftentimes, yes, I know it's hard when it's the people closest to you that give you the most criticism and feedback. But what people are doing, and I've learned this, is they're projecting their insecurities and fears on you. So it's less about you and it's more about what they're not doing with their life. And so that's helped me protect my peace and be like, oh, they don't understand. They've never been successful. They have never tried to achieve what I'm trying to do. They have never tried to be what I'm trying to become. So why would I allow them to stop what's really meant for my life? And once you build that muscle memory, you start to realize that, oh, it's just opinions. We give way too much power to opinions. Opinions cannot stop you. There can be, happens every day to me. Trent, you shouldn't talk like this. You are terrible. You this and this. And I realized, like, it's an opinion. Let people have their opinions and you keep living your truth. And you'll realize that the people that are there for you to serve will support you.
Yeah.
And that's all you need in this journey.
Mm, I love that. One of my friends recently said, you can observe without absorbing. And I thought that was like so good of like, you can look at it and like, maybe there's some powerful, beneficial feedback in there, but you don't have to absorb it. And I think for so many of us, because we care and because we want to make people happy and make a difference, it's like we absorb all of those thoughts and then those thoughts become our own beliefs. And I think that that can really hold us back. One thing I'm curious about, and you've referenced this, and so let's talk about it a little bit more, is that I think people are so afraid to get quiet with themselves. I think they are constantly numbing. I think that it's just our tendencies, right? Like, it's like that over busy, overstimulated state that we put ourselves in. Do you have any practices for like checking in with yourself so that you can start to really exercise your knowing of like, what is my peace and how do I protect it?
Yeah. So my nature loving self. Yes. I'm in nature. That's my place of quiet. That's my place of understanding. That's where I hear my soul. Mm. And I was having this conversation with a friend the other day. I was like, man, when I look at my life and the decisions that I've made, I would say 90% of my wrong decisions is me trusting the external alignment. What I mean by that is if it aligns externally, it's right for my life. And it's me ignoring the internal alignment. And the internal alignment sometimes will give you a yes when everything outside of you says no. It's like, there's no way this could work. And so the more I've learned to listen to my soul, and nature has given me that. It's given me time to disconnect. It's given me time to cry. It's given me time to think, given me time to pray. But I'm always having moments every single day. Like my family knows I need me time to figure out. I call it reflective therapy, to figure out where I'm at with my life. So I reflect. I reflect on my week. I ask myself certain questions. What's controlling my pace? What's controlling my life? What do I need to work on? What's been going good? Like, the better questions you ask yourself, you'll realize you'll get some answers. And I just think, again, Jenna, I think a lot of people are afraid to sit with themselves because they're afraid to really know themselves. And I have a quote that I've always said that sticks with me. You'll never win your war by running from your battles. Mm. And so me being in that solitude of disconnecting often, that's actually principle number two in the book. It allows me to face the battles in my life and it allows me to win this war. Sometimes I lose, but to win the greatest war we ever will have. And that war is the war within the mind. So my best practice is at night outside on the porch with the stars or disconnecting somewhere in nature.
Oh, I love that. It's something that I've gotten better at because I feel like for so long, I just told myself the lie of like, I can't be still or I can't meditate or my brain is too busy or all these different things. And I think for so many of us, it's like, running fast pace and working hard and all these things, that's easy, right? Like that's just the state of us. Like I was an athlete as well. Like that's just normal. And it's the slowdown that feels so uncomfortable and that challenges us. And for me, like resting takes so much work, but it's like the worthiest of work. And so I feel like so many people that are listening where they're like, I can't even just like go on a walk and be quiet with myself without a podcast or an audiobook or a phone call or things like that. It's like you're believing that lie that you're incapable of it. And there's so much wisdom and truth in learning how to get quiet with yourself, even when it's uncomfortable.
Absolutely. I would even encourage them to, I have a Protect Your Peace playlist where for me, it immediately triggers peace in my life from healing frequencies to peaceful instrumentals. Like that's what I listen to all the time. Like the Spotify playlist came across in the car, the AI, whatever.
Yes.
And Maria was like, this is so you. One moment it's like Lil Wayne. The next moment it's like peaceful vibes going on.
Spa vibes.
Always. But that really helps me to like really calm my central nervous system and get out of my head and into my heart.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Same. I've been playing Healing Frequency. And at first Drew was like, what are you trying to put us to sleep? And I was like, no, welcome to a calm nervous system, baby. Like this is it. I'm like, it's so good for all of us. What has it been like? So I feel like every author I talk to, as we're writing books, it's almost like God or the universe is like speckling down experiences and things to be like, are you sure about that? You're sure about that? Has your peace been rattled in this process at all? Or have you been challenged at all in the process of writing Protect Your Peace, getting it out into the world where you've really had to put your principles and what you're talking about into action?
Yeah, I mean... This book in real time, I mean, you know, my 2021 dealt with so much. Mom, grandma, Maya, just torn Achilles in 2022. I mean, literally, like it was real time stuff. And as I was writing the book, I was figuring out some of these strategies with myself that was really working. And so, yeah, like it definitely challenged myself. And it definitely like I'm writing this book about Protect Your Peace and I'm trying to figure this out because in 2021, it was so hard for me to find my peace. It was very, very hard. 2022, maybe even harder because now the thing that I love to do, I'm so used to doing, moving my body and moving around, I can't do it. So it literally forced me to sit down because running therapy, that was my, like running was my therapy.
Yeah.
So I can't do that no more. I can't go out in nature. Like I'm literally on one leg. And so I had to figure out the strategies that I'm teaching in this book about internal alignment to really connect with my inner self. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was like super real time.
Yeah. It's so funny how that happens, because I feel like it's just, you know, books have a way of really making sure you're solid in it. And I feel like we get delivered some of the lessons that we sometimes need in the process. Yeah. One thing I'm curious about when it comes to protecting it. So we're talking about peace, we're talking about that inner alignment. But again, if we circle back to this idea of boundaries, I think a lot of times people have a hard time even defining boundaries, but beyond that, enforcing them and really figuring out, how do I communicate these boundaries? Do you have any tips on that? Because I feel like people could say, like, I want to have this boundary, but especially a lot of women are really hesitant to express it and put it out there.
And that's mistake number one. Because you can't expect somebody to respect the boundary that's not been communicated. And I think what we do is we put unfair expectations on people because we don't clearly communicate what we need. And so, yes, you have to clearly communicate. And I even have a process of communication that
let's talk about it.
I always tell people to do, because sometimes it's hard to have conversation with people. So I call it ARC, A-R-C. And it's pretty simple. So I always say, before you place your concern, you know, you want to make sure that the person that is receiving the communication is in a good place. And you want to make sure as a giver of the communication that you're in a good place. So the A stands for appreciation. So when you have a conversation with somebody, give appreciation. You know, I appreciate you, because listen, if it's a toxic, you know, stressful environment, most people are on the defense. They feel attacked. So how to disarm that? Give appreciation. You know, let that person know that you appreciate them. I think appreciation is one of the greatest gifts that we can give a person. The R stands for reassurance. So reassure that person, like, hey, I want to work this out. Or, hey, like, I'm on your side. Hey, I want, you know, this to be the best we can make it. So reassure. And then after that, then C is place your concern. Mm-hmm. And then you give your concern. Two things happen. You're in a better place of giving the communication. They're in a better place of receiving it. But you have to definitely clearly communicate boundaries. I see this all the time. And what happens is, when you don't clearly communicate, when you put an unfair expectation on somebody, it's like you get resentment for them not doing what you want them to do when they had no idea that they were supposed to do it. And so you don't want to hold that resentment in your soul. And also, Jenna, I think there's a big fear of setting boundaries for two reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, we worry. Yeah. We worry, if I set this boundary, how is this going to change the relationship? How is this going to change the situation? And then two is guilt. If I set this boundary, that means that I'm leaving them behind. That means that I'm choosing me and I'm saying no to them. And most people will never set boundaries because of that. That's why you have to look at boundaries as a beautiful thing and say, man, this relationship, this business partnership, this friendship, it needs this boundary for us to grow and for us to reach higher heights. And I think if you bring the conversation around that, it becomes a lot easier to set boundaries.
Yeah. I have a funny story, but this year when it got off to a start, we were in Arizona with my family. I was just like mostly in mom mode. And so I got back and I got home to like an inbox just filled with like requests. And they were awesome requests, right? Like, pinch me. This is incredible. I'm so grateful for these requests. And like, when we talk about external, internal, the external part of me was all excited about it. The internal part of me was like dreading it before I'd even said anything. And so I created this template and I was like, I'm doing 90 days of no, where I am saying no to everything and everyone. So this is not a reflection of you and your request. I am so appreciative. This is a reflection of me just trying to get grounded in this year and the direction I want to go. And it was so amazing because I had to deliver it to people that I respect, people that I love, people that we both know. And what was so funny, Trent, is that when I expressed that, every single person said, I need to take a page out of your book. I need to get better about doing this myself. I so respect it. And so it's so funny because I totally agree with you. There's so much like guilt and like question marks around like, is this going to change things? And I think a lot of times we say yes because of that. And it's so inspiring when you see somebody set boundaries. It almost reminds you of like, I can do that too. Like, you can do this too. And so there's definitely ways to do it, but it was just such a funny experience. And then the best part was, is one of my good friends had said yes to everything I said no to. And every time she went to do those things, she's like, I wish I would have said no. I would have said no. Right? And I was like, 90 days, no, baby. So maybe somebody listening just needs to do 90 days, no, and blame it on yourself because it works really well. But I think too, it's like learning how to detach from some of those external things so that you can reattach to the internal. Do you have any advice on that? Because I think when I think about our tendencies and knowing my listeners so well and just how driven and ambitious they are, I would say we're like 80-20 of like external to internal, maybe even 90-10. And so how do we tip the scales back?
Yeah. So it's wild that you said that to back up a bit because I literally talk about that in the book, how when you say no and stand up for yourself, you become a person that people admire. Even if they are mad, we respect people who can stand up for themselves. There's just something about that courage. And so I'm glad that you touched on that.
Yeah.
But I would tell the listeners this. One thing that's helped me, and I've said this, and it's not controversy, but people kind of look at me sideways at first. But I've told people in my life, and I stand by this, is that I'm not loyal to people anymore. I'm loyal to my principles. Mm. And what I mean by that, and I don't want people to take this out of context, but what I mean is that sometimes we're so loyal to people or so loyal to things. We're loyal to our heartbreak. We're loyal to our low energy. We're loyal to the things that are destroying our life because we want to be so loyal all the time. You can be loyal to the wrong things. And so there are some things in my life I had to take my loyalty back. And when I say principles, because I know my principles are set up for me to protect my peace. So I say, what's guiding your life? Is it your loyalty? Which is a great trait to have. Like, loyal people are amazing. But is your loyalty in the wrong place? You know, people will always say, I'm so afraid to let people down. I said, I get it. I am too. But I'm more afraid to let myself down.
Yeah.
Because if I let me down, then everything that surrounds me gets let down by default. So I would challenge you listening to this, like, what are your principles? What are the principles that you need to set that says, this is my guiding compass on how I operate my life? So when my feelings, I always talk about facts over feelings. When my feelings say, I want to do it, or I want to say yes, but I look at the facts and say, the facts say, man, if I say yes in this 90 days or no, I already know what's going to lead.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say no, even when I want to say yes. And so write down those principles. One of my principles is simply, you know, leave things better than how I found it. I mean, that's an easy principle, but that even starts with myself. It starts with my day. And so what are your principles that you can go by that will guide your life and say, man, if I'm loyal to my principles, then I know that I'm leading my life and I'm putting my life in the best place for me to have the right energy, for me to be efficient. I mean, the first part of the book is called Protect Your Energy. And people think we have an infinite amount of energy. Mm-hmm. No, like, some of us, we guard our cell phones more than we guard our soul.
Yeah.
Like, if our cell phone battery is going down to 10%, where's the charger? Where's the charger?
Yep.
But when our life goes down to 10%, oh, I need to do more. I need to do more. Like, we need a D&D on our soul and our life. And you did that for 90 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it felt great. And so I would challenge people to really understand their principles and let that be the guiding force on how they live their life.
Oh, I think that's so powerful. And one thing I think that you and I both do really well, I think we've learned this over time, is I like have to take a pause between saying yes to things. So it's like, if you were to ask me something like when we're together, we're hanging out at an event, my initial gut instinct would be like, of course, yes. Oh my gosh, of course. And I have learned my tendency is like, I have to go home and get quiet with myself and then reevaluate. And I think so many people are in that yes place because of course, when you're in somebody's energy and like, you know, it's so easy to say yes. It's so beautiful to say yes. And so it's like adopting that pause period of like, let me check my calendar or let me check with my team or let me talk to Drew or whatever that is. And I'll circle back with you. And it gives you that moment to separate from the external and like touch base with the internal. And I think for people that are listening where they're like looking at their calendar and they're like, is this my life? Like, is this really it? It's like inviting in just that moment of pause of like, okay, wait, does this feel right? Am I going to be excited about this? Am I going to dread it? Like, what does that look like? Has been so huge. And I think that with such an immediate gratification society that we're in, it's like we want those like instant yeses. And I think there's so much power in the pause.
I think too, just to add to that, like blame it on your principles.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I literally tell people, listen,
I love this.
I really want to do it. My heart wants to do it. Yeah. But the way my principles are set up to protect my life,
yeah,
I got to say no.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're not saying no to people.
Yeah.
Your principles are.
Yeah.
So just start thinking about it that way.
I know. I'm like, find a scapegoat. It's totally fine. Whatever it is. I mean, I just, yeah, I think that's so powerful. Trent, where can everybody find you, connect with you, get their hands on your book? Give us all the places.
For sure. Best place for the book is TrentShelton.com/book, or just go to TrentShelton.com. Connect with me on all social sites, just at Trent Shelton.
I also have to say, join Trent's text community.
Yeah.
Every day, I always have to double check. Is this Trent texting me, or is this his text community? Your messages are so empowering. The other day you sent one and it was like, I just want you to know I'm so proud of you. And I was like, yeah, yes, but like sign up for that. It's so, so motivating. In closing thoughts, when we think about this idea of protecting your peace and someone has been listening to us in this conversation, what is one thing they can do today to just move towards a life where their peace is protected and they are confident in their yeses?
I would tell you to get clear on what matters most to you. Because when you do the things that matter the most to you, you spend time on what matters most, aka doing what you love with who you love, you live a life of fulfillment. And I believe a life of fulfillment is the ultimate peace. And so get clear on the things that move the needle for your happiness, for your joy, for your peace, for the love for yourself, and live a life doing those things.
That's it. That's like snaps. Thank you so much for coming on the Gold Digger podcast, Trent. This was awesome.
Thanks for having me, Jenna. I appreciate you.
You're the best. Today's episode with Trent was so powerful. I absolutely love having his voice and his mission and his message in my life. This idea of protecting our peace is an important one. And I hope you go out and grab a copy of Trent's brand new book, Protect Your Peace. There is so much power in having peace in our lives. And Trent is an incredible, incredible person to guide us on that path. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.